if you want to accuse me of being thorough and doing my homework, I stand guilty of that and am very comfortable with the place that I am in. Judge Kavanaugh comes to this process with really quite extraordinary background in the sense that he has been on the D.C. Circuit now for 12 years. He has authored 307 separate opinions and dissents on matters all over the board that are important to Alaskans who care about whether it's Second Amendment, whether it's women's reproductive health, whether it's issues of climate, whether it's issues of environment, executive authority. He has written extensively. And so I am reviewing. And when I say I'm reviewing, I'm reading the opinions. I feel like I'm back in law school again. And that's okay. I think it is important that we actually take the time to review that. So what's happening in the Senate right now is the records request. We're talking close to a million pages of documents. And these are requests that have been made by the Republicans. This is not the part that we're fighting with the Democrats over in terms of how much is too much in terms of a records request. So a hearing in the Judiciary Committee has not yet been set. It won't happen until at least after Labor Day. And it may be later than that because of the voluminous records that the committee will be going through. I'm going to have an opportunity to sit down with Judge Kavanaugh in the next couple weeks here. I'm looking forward to that. Some people have said, well, Lisa, you voted for him in 2006 when he went to the circuit court. What's the difference now? The difference is 12 years of opinions, 12 years of kind of laying down a guidance for us to look at. We didn't have that benefit before. And so I'm taking my role of advice and consent very, very seriously. And I think all members of the Senate should do so because we're talking about a lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land, and we want to do right.
I see on social media a lot of people talking about this. What is it that you're hearing from constituents on this particular topic? I assume you're getting quite a bit.
I am. I'm getting feedback as I'm going around the state. People are coming up to me in the airport and weighing in pro or con, yes or no. And so I'm trying to understand where Alaskans are coming from on this. I understand that the media campaigns that are out there are significant. There's a lot of dollars that are being spent by outside interests to weigh in to influence me. In fairness, what influences me are the expressions from the people that I work for from Alaskans, and also the very considered review that I'm going to be doing, and then the one-on-one sit down with this judge.
Another topic that's a little more close to home and that just recently happened is the attempt at making an Alaska-specific roadless rule.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you were working toward when you brought the Secretary of Agriculture here. Yeah. And it seems to have borne fruit. So if you want to address that a little bit.
What has been impressive to me is to see the level of commitment from this administration, from this secretary, from his team, from the very top, translated all the way down to the folks on the ground to work with the state to again allow for a level of access that is going to work to benefit the people in the region, to allow for what we all expect out of a multiple use forest, but to recognize that not only timber harvest, but the recreational uses within our forest and access to whether it's renewable energy opportunities, that we can build this all together, but let's do it together.
So I understand that this particular break is quite a bit shortened because of all of the work that the Senate has to do. And so you're just here back in the state for a couple of weeks. What are some of the things that you're going to be able to accomplish in that short time frame?
Well, I am one that is less than enthusiastic about the fact that the August work period has been truncated as it has.
I saw a headline, something about the Coalition of the Cranky.
I am the co-chair. I am the leader. I'm the founding member of the Coalition of the Cranky. I could do my job by just sitting back in Washington and waiting for Alaskans to fly all the way back there and show me a PowerPoint. I don't operate that way. I think when I can get on the ground and spend the time listening to the people in Sitka as I did yesterday, or going over to Metlakatla as I'm going to be doing this afternoon, or over in Petersburg with the commandant on Friday. These are the times and the opportunity when I can be the most effective senator for Alaskans as possible. So for me, this is not, quote, a break. It's not a recess as one would define in school. It is a substantive work period that I embrace, and I love it because this is where I get filled up. I get filled up with energy, but I get filled up with good ideas that Alaskans give me. But I'm going to be a team player. I'm going to be a grumpy team player, but I'm going to be working back there. And what we have on deck is exactly what we have been doing. We have processed 7 of the appropriations bills. We are on deck to process 2 more of them when we get back next week. When we're done with those 9 of 12, we will have moved through about 87% of the discretionary spending within the budget. We haven't done this in decades. We have not advanced these measures in this time period in decades. So this really is historic. It really is a change in the process. It really is getting back to business. Nobody hears about it because it's actually been bipartisan. We moved our Interior Appropriations Bill across the floor with the other 3 appropriations bills by 92 votes. Unheard of. We're going to continue to work with confirmation of not only judicial nominees, but nominees within the administration for positions that have not yet been filled out. But as I do my job in Washington, D.C., I also need to do my job here in Alaska, and that's going to mean you're going to see me on the airplane back and forth between Washington, D.C. and Alaska on the weekend. So I might be a little more tired than usual, but I promise I won't be grumpy when I'm here in Alaska.